I've discussed with Manny Dahan, who leads customer experience and digital asset at HY Group, and we've discussed the company's focus on customer experience and its various business areas. Manny explains that HY Group is a distributor wholesaler of top-tier customer electronics brands and provides installation, warranty, and service to customers. The company also operates in green energy, logistics, and electronic components. Manny highlights the importance of brand recognition and the challenge of leaving a great impression on customers. He discusses the launch of B2B and D2C websites, emphasizing the goal of providing excellent service and tools to customers. Manny also shares insights on data analysis and a strategy for building relationships during customer visits. Manny also shares a lot of examples of how HY focus on customer satisfaction and steps they have taken to improve their service. He highlights the request from customers to work with the same specific technician and the training provided to meet customer expectation. Manny also described the importance of digital transformation for cost reduction and the use of AI tools for efficiency. He shares his company's plans and targets for 2024, as well as his pride in the innovative moves they have made. Manny concludes with a message for new founders to prioritize understanding and meeting customer needs. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Ecom Pulse, your heartbeat to the world of e-commerce. I'm your host, Eitan Kotter. Join us as we meet with industry leaders, marketing experts, and the innovative minds behind the tech that is shaping the e-commerce future. So plug in, gear up, and get ready for a pulse-pounding journey into the heart of e-commerce. Hey, Manny, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Eitan. Thank you very much.
Manny, it's good to see you here. We've been discussing for quite a while to do this podcast. I really appreciate your time. I know you're very, very busy. So, Manny, maybe we'll just start with the basics. Maybe we can, if you can tell the audience, the listeners, who you are and what are you working on these days.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm Manny. I'm working in HY Group. I'm leading the area of customer experience, digital assets, data, customer data, direct sales, and many more. But this is the main things. My background, I'm 13 years in HY Group. Most of the time, I was at the e-commerce division. And before that, I was in the website, PLF, 4 years. Most of my career is around the e-commerce. Now we are doing great things also in e-commerce and in the entire HY Group and customer experience, which always connects with the e-commerce, because if you don't have great customer experience when you sell online, then customer will never come back. Your competitor is just one click away. So that's our way to shine. I'm also a board member in HY Group, which gives us a full sight of the group and where we can bring more value related to customer experience, to e-commerce, to direct sales and everything.
Great. So we know, I mean, HY is in Israeli terms is a really interesting company, also going through some major transition. So maybe let's dive in to provide more details about HY, where it sits in the value chain, right? Because I know it sits in a lot of places. So yeah. I think it's worth spending some more time on HY.
Of course. Yes, it's one of the most complicated companies that I know.
Yes.
In Israel terms and in any term.
Yeah.
HY Group is like we are dealing with B2B2C, like we are a distributor, mega distributor of super brands like LG, Western Digital, SanDisk, Hisense, Gorenia, Asco, many brands. Most of the brands are top tier in their category, or top tier, or going to be top tier. We are very ambitious about it. So we sell to the retail as a distributor. We give the entire service, I mean, we come, we install, it's mostly consumer electronics. We sell the product, we market, we do the marketing. When people buy in the retail stores, so we come after that, we install the products, we give warranty when you need service. That's most of HY Group business. And this is the thing that most of the people know HY Group. We have many other areas. We do green energy. We had a business that now we are narrowing it of solar roofs. We have a business of LED lights, like smart LED lights. It's mostly B2B business. All of it is B2B business. If you're going in Road 6, like if you're going there, so all the lights is HY Group, mm-hmm. a giant project. We do a lot of city halls and schools and buildings. It's a very big business in HY Group. We have a logistic company. We do all the logistic, all the last mile in-house. When people deliver the product or come to install or come to fix something. So it's all in-house employees of HY Group. We're almost the only company in consumer electronics that do all this logistic and service in-house.
Yeah.
It's more expensive, but it let us to control the chain and the customer journey.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an electronic components company. That is totally other business. We sell electronic components. And that's most of the business of HY Group. We had Best Mobile and Big Deal. It was e-commerce website and retail chain stores. We closed it by the end of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we don't want to do right now. And that's HY Group.
Great. So overall, more than 30 brands. Right here in Israel, I mean, in consumer electronics, you probably represent the leading brands that are available in each category. But most consumers, when they go and purchase a product, they go to the local merchant or a local retailer. They don't know anything about HY, correct? Until the time that they need an installation at their home, whether it's a TV, a refrigerator, or something else, correct?
So today, more people know HY Group than people don't know HY Group.
Okay, this is the change that you are leading, obviously. We'll chat more about that.
We still have a lot of work to do about it.
Yes.
But a lot of people know us because in every Israeli house, you have HY Group product,
mm-hmm.
no matter what. We did this test with many people that tried to challenge us. We prove everybody that everyone have HY Group in the house.
Wow.
So, some people more, some people less, but everybody got it. So, we have like a lot of people know HY Group, and we still have a lot of work to do about the knowledge of the customers. But this is our, you know, this is our challenge. We have, when we meet the customer, not every time he remember who is the service provider.
Yes.
We have like few minutes to leave great impression and make the customer want us next time. The next time that they want to buy something, when HR Group is on the table as a service provider,
mm-hmm.
we'll also make the brand stronger in the decision of the customer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that this is probably one of the initiatives for you to launch. And I know you've been very, very, very busy during the last year, probably working on a new B2B and D2C storefront and website. What was the trigger to launch these websites, and what are the major KPIs that you want to achieve here?
About the B2B website, it's very easy. We want to give the best service we can to our best partners,
mm-hmm.
and that buy a lot from us. We launched it right a few months ago, but I think it's like 2 or 3 years late. I mean, we could do it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
the first thing that everybody wants to know that how they can buy there or if it's cheaper to buy there. But as we built we brought the technology, we didn't think about how much more we're going to sell. Mm-hmm. How can we bring the best value to our customer? I mean, if you see the technology behind it and you see the front of the B2B website, it's like more service than sales. I mean, I want to let our dealer that work with us to do everything he wants to do digitally. Now, if you want, you can still have a phone call to the agent and get the service. It's mm-hmm. okay. We didn't fire anyone. We're not going to fire any one of the agents. We want to make them stronger. We want to make them have the option to bring better service to the dealer. And it's more like self-service. Everything that the agent can see in our internal systems, also the dealer can see in his B2B website. So this was the trigger. We said, okay, now we have some people that work with us. We had some dealers that doesn't work with us. Now that we have this kind of system, they will work with us because they don't want to talk to agent every day. They want just with the morning coffee. They want to open the website and see what's new and see if the order was shipped to the customer, and they want to do it by themselves. They don't need anyone. So they can now get in and see mm-hmm. everything by themselves. That was the main trigger. We also have some tools that we bring them there. So when they are in the decision point with the customer, they stand, let's say you want to sell LG TV and you are standing with the customer in the store.
Okay.
Right now. And the customer is still not sure what to buy, where to buy. So mm-hmm. we bring tools to the salespeople that they can make the customer convince him right now. They can see online what kind of sale they have on this television that they want to sell. Mm-hmm. They can see when the customer can get the installation if he buy right now. So it gives them they connect to our systems. It gives them the tools to see our spots exactly when the customer can get the TV. Mm-hmm. This is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
When you stand with the customer right now and everybody tells, okay, they will come in 7 days, 7 business days.
We'll call you when we can do that, right?
We will call you. The driver will call you someday.
Yeah. Yes.
And you need to wait in at home. So we give them tools to tell to the customer, okay, you get it in Wednesday between 1 to 3 p.m. if you close with me right now.
Wow.
This is a deal breaker. So we want to bring them also a good service and also tools to sell more and mm-hmm. to convince the customer and transparency with the customer. Most of the phone calls that the stores get today from the customers is, listen, I was 2 days... 2 days ago, I was in your store and I bought a television and nobody called me. When they're going to call me?
Yeah.
And then the store, they need to call to the agent need to call to the customer service, and then it's starting a loop just to give answer to the customer. Okay, not yet. They will call you in a few days. No, we want the customer to buy a television and go out of the store when he's already scheduled.
Yes.
When you already know exactly the time and the hour that he gets the television. And this is a
nice.
Breaking service in consumer electronics terms.
Yes. So these are more tools to help them close more business, like immediate, right? And what else in terms of the ongoing? I mean, is it... So you said that the main driver was improved service, not just, you know, probably improved sales. It may be a second.
We said that it connected to the other.
Of course.
But what's leading us is not how can I see more money from the dealer right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, if I give excellent service, then the dealer want to do more business with me.
Interesting. So that's on the B2B, so providing variety of tools for the retailers or merchants to work as a self-service, go into the system and enjoy various things. And obviously you have a lot of plans around that, including education, training and content creation and all that. So let's move to the D2C. What was the motivation there?
The D2C website, I think it was the same motivation. I mean, first of all, we built the website as an excellent service website for the B2C customer. I mean, we really changed our old website. We brought all the information that customer wants to get about his next purchase, he can get in our website. He don't need to go anywhere.
Okay.
I mean, if he wants a product that HY Group brings, he can go to the website, he can find out everything. And in very shortened way, I mean, if we found out at the last website that most people get to the product page just to find out about the measurements of the product. So now we have a button in the homepage that in two clicks, the customer can find out the measurements of any product that he wants. Just in two clicks and a simple search, without looking for the product and go to the product page and look for the measurements for the size of the product right there. So everything we think about, we thought about full automation of scheduling installments or technician or anything else that, I mean, we want to do the service for the customer very easy, very transparent. Then we think the customer will want to buy more. The another change that also HY Group is selling directly in the website, but we are not going to directly have a competition with our dealers.
Okay.
This is a full price. If a customer wants to buy directly from HY Group, it's okay. You can go and do it. This is not our main motivation in doing that. I think if you launch a website in 2024, you cannot do it without prices and without the option for the customer to buy. So first of all, we put it there.
It's must, yeah.
So that's the main thing. It's not like an agenda like now we're going to change our business to D2C. Still the main business is the B2B business.
Yes.
And we're focusing there. And also we can give, we said to the customer as a service, if he is already there and he wants to buy and the price is okay, he can buy.
Interesting. So the main focus is still going to be B2B, but in order to make the B2B stronger, you need to provide more education, more knowledge, and more information directly to the consumers. Positioning HY as a leading knowledge-based or location for information that will help them make the right decision. Now, how do you collect all information and data? I mean, how do you know what customers are, you know, searching for? Or what are they, you know, when they come to evaluate option, what are their consideration? What was the process that led you to create this type of content on the website and all the other? I mean, how do you know what to focus on in terms of providing all this data and knowledge?
First of all, we're a data freak.
okay.
We analyze everything. So,
wow. Okay.
Before we built the new website, we analyzed the old website, like where people go, what is the customer journey, what are they looking for, we go and analyze the search box. What do they search?
Okay.
What searches was failure, so we can do it better for next time. We analyze everything, and we also started in the last 2 or 3 years to connect it to the business data. I mean, we want to find connection between people that we are not selling food. You know, we don't.
Yeah.
We're not Shufersal. We doesn't meet the customer like 2 times a week.
Yes.
We meet customer once in 3-4 years average, and we try to find connection between customers that we meet more to their experience, what happened that they meet, like when we meet them like 2 or 3 times a year, they are like an advocate of HY Group. I mean,
yeah.
They want, maybe they like the brand, maybe they like the service. And we found very nice connections. I mean, we analyzed their journey in the website. We see what they look. Sometimes we talk to the customer to understand better. So this is how we analyze. We just were living it.
Yes.
And we found very nice connections that also this when we analyze it, it's also change our way of thinking about the customers. And we found out that customers that get very good service when they have a warranty, let's say on LG TV, 3 years warranty, if something get broken in these 3 years and we need to come and fix it, and if they got good service, it's 75% chance that we meet them faster than we meet them in the average.
Wow.
If we meet regular customers once in 3.5 years, we meet the customers that get service like once in a year and a half. I mean, it's they buy double the lifetime value.
Wow.
So this is very nice connection. And we really improved our way of approaching the customers because of this data.
Wow, that's very, very interesting. So there is a direct correlation between the frequency you meet the customers, right, to satisfaction. Those meetings can be also support meetings. Something is broken and you need to fix, right?
Yeah. we found out that something, when you have something broken, and our products is big products. It's the washing machine, mm-hmm. it's the dryer, it's the refrigerator, it's the yes. television. You really get very angry about it.
Sure.
You are very stressed about it. Mm-hmm. When you call the service company, you are very stressed. You know they're going to nail you, you know?
Yes.
You are waiting. You are like in a defending position.
Defense mode, yes, correct.
And then when you get the smile of HY Group and we come and we fix in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and we go and we don't ask anything from you, and we said, okay, that's it. And the customer, oh, what? That's it. You don't want to sell me anything. So, no, we can fix. If you want to buy something, we have, but you don't have to. I mean, we are doing our job. So, and you see in the surveys that we send the customers, you see the compliments and mm-hmm. see what they write. So you know you are doing something good, and that way you can meet the customer more and get more
interesting. So any support or failure is an opportunity for building relationships and building foundation for the next sale, right?
Yeah, our meeting with the customer is very, very meaningful in this kind of products. I mean, mm-hmm. it's not that they come somewhere and we replace it and that's it. I mean, we get into his house.
Yes.
Into his home. We see his children. And sometimes mm-hmm. we bring something for the children. You can see everything. It's very intimate. In this 10, yes. 15 minutes, we find out a lot of things about the customer. And we treat it. I mean, yes. We're not letting it pass by.
Yeah. So this is seems like a very, very important event. This 15 minutes you said, where it's an opportunity for building relationship, right? Probably.
Exactly.
Let's elaborate a little bit on that. What happens? I mean, what's the strategy during this 15 minutes visit?
First of all, I mean, I can summarize it in one question that we have in the survey that the customer gets. Mm-hmm. We have a satisfaction survey that have 8 questions, and we ask about everything. If okay. he smells good, if he come with nice clothes, if he came in time, if he fixed the problem. And also we ask, do you feel that the technician made effort for you as a customer?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel that he did some more than he need to?
Mm-hmm.
And this question, when we added it in the first time, most of the field people, the technicians, get angry about it because they said, okay, but if you ask me something that I don't need to do and I don't want to do
yes,
it,
why I need to do
it?
Yeah.
Will give me a zero in a
yeah.
So I said, as a strategy of a company, I said, okay, but if he asks you to do something and it takes you 30 seconds to help him with something that he needs, mm-hmm. and you don't have to do it, so you can say no, and it's okay, and you will go, and he will understand it. And But if you help him for 30 seconds, you know what kind of value it brings to the company. The customer fall in love with you.
Yeah.
He don't want to leave you. He wants you to come every time, and we see it. We see it that the customers calls us and they ask exactly the same technician that was last time. I want only him. Don't send me somebody else. And they ask for specific people. We have some specific people that we do everything to keep them in the company.
Mm-hmm.
Customers ask them to come. They don't want anyone else. And even if we can tell them, okay, we can come tomorrow, but tomorrow it's someone else needs to come to you. He said, no, I'll wait 3 days, but send me the guy.
Wow.
So, and we see it. It's very, it's something to really, really know how to deal with it. So also we changed the way that we give the lines to the technicians. I mean, today it's like more steady locations, permanent locations for the technicians, that they go to the same streets and the same cities, so they can meet the same customers again and again. We're really working at it. I mean, we take the service, we take the open text, the customer write whatever he wants. We analyze everything, really treat it.
Amazing. Amazing. So how it looks like in terms of the training you're providing to those technicians? I mean, what's the goals? What are the KPIs?
First of all, one of the bonus in their salary is the customer satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the end of March, we are having an event that we are doing to the most excellent technician in 2023. From the voice of customer. I mean, whatever the customer says in the service, this is how we choose the greatest worker in HOA Group.
Wow, nice.
So whatever the customer says, that's what we choose. We are not interfering it. I mean, we're not saying that it's not the manager choice, it's the customer choice. He chose the best employees in HOA Group.
Yes.
So we're having an event with all the CEOs in HOA Group, and we really respect the people. We have some good food. Every technician get to tell about himself. He can say, tell about some great experiences that he had in the customer houses. Tell everybody, and it's a really nice event that they are waiting for it. So they have this event that they are fighting to be in the top seven service providers in HOA Group.
Yeah.
And they have bonuses about the customer experience. And it's like a DNA. I mean, if someone is not good and he gets low grades in the service, he just doesn't survive. Because we have like a regular routine every day. That everybody like advertise the table of all the service providers, and you see who is first and who is last. And I mean, if you get always low grades, it's like you cannot show yourself in the morning.
Yes, all the information is public, right?
Yeah, wow. And you cannot show yourself. And the managers also they call you every day. Okay, what happened here? What happened there? Every customer that gives low grade, it gets like a lot of red flags here. So everybody gets the survey of the customer, and they call this guy and tell him, okay, what happened in the customer house? And then if we need to call him three times a day to ask what happened with three customers today, so he's not a good service provider. They are not surviving here like more than 2 months, and just go out naturally.
Clear. Yeah. So the main drivers for all these, let's call it digital transformation initiatives, right? A traditional wholesaler going digital, obviously providing more services, more education, trying to improve overall satisfaction for consumers, but also from retailers. And this all triggers to probably increase sales. There is also incentive for cost reduction in this process as well, or you don't see any benefit on that respect?
Of course, we are a commercial organization, finally. Sure. We don't be good, we need to measure everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say about the B2B website, for example. If a customer use the B2B website more, I mean, to get his invoices.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure, he will call us less to ask for the invoices from the person that will send him.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is a cost reduction. Anyway,
sure.
if he check his prices, if he check inventory, if he wants to check if we supply the order or didn't supply the order. So if you do everything alone, he calls us less, and then it's a cost reduction anyway.
Yes.
Also in the B2C terms, if I have, we're now checking about to bring a video platform that we can do some more do-it-yourself videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we already started, but we're doing it in YouTube, and we want to do something like more like live videos or to educate the customers more how to use the products, how to keep the products. For sure, we have less calls to the customer service. I don't think people like to call the customer service, stand on a line and start. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we have a nice video platform that you can see this movie, you can just get in, find it easily, see the video and do everything you said. So...
Yeah, so that's another big bonus of this process, obviously. Obviously using a variety of AI tools to help also. Manny, looking at 2024, I mean, I know you have a lot on your plate. What are like your main plans or targets for the year?
We didn't have easy year in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We had some... We changed a little bit the course of HY Group. I mean, we had a very big business, Best Mobile. We closed it.
Yeah.
We need to back and focus in what we are really good at, 38 years in the B2B business.
Mm-hmm.
We need to steady the business. We have some few engines that we are building on it, like to rise up in 2024. So... We are going to build some structure and build new businesses here. And we need also to, I mean, in the online terms, we really want to keep and lead the market, the consumer electronics market, with some new things like I described before.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're really checking about some new platforms, like, as I said before, like video platforms, like some more self-service platform, smart search platform,
mm-hmm.
and some more technologies that will bring better customer experience, will be more efficient, cost reduction, more sales, and all the KPIs that...
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is like a general theme with all my guests, and it's not related to territory or, I mean, this industry is like after... post-COVID, you know, the pandemic, when everything worked, it's just everyone are looking internally, checking and analyzing, calculating everything and going back to the basics, right? Yeah. What I'm strong at, let's make the strong stronger. Let's get rid of all the, you know, reducing of SKUs, products, and also markets that they are not 100% comfortable or profitable. So is really interesting to see that it's happening all over, both on wholesale, brands, retailers, everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Manny, about your career, what are you proud of in your career?
First of all, I'm proud of the employees to work with me.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my best pride is that many employees wants to work, in terms of myself, I mean,
mm-hmm.
wants to work with me, and most of them, they come to work with me as one thing and go out other thing. I mean, they always get some value and they're always doing more things, and we dream a lot and we do a lot, and we do a meaningful things in a very big company. So I think this is the best thing I can say.
Yes.
Professionally, I think we did some really nice moves that changed the whole perception of the consumer electronics online. I mean, we did some very breaking moves, also award-winning moves, mm-hmm. That really changed everything. I mean, we launched in 2018, we launched a move that we called it 100% with you. When after we analyzed what are the barriers for customers to buy televisions or refrigerators online. And we took all the barriers, and in one move, we deleted everything.
Wow.
And we did the same day delivery and installment in the same day. We are now 6 years later. Still nobody can do it in the consumer electronics category.
Wow.
And we don't know any kind of service like this in the world, in the entire world.
Wow.
And in the entire world, you have same day delivery, but same day delivery and installment of a television or mm-hmm. other big products, it's nothing that nobody do.
Wow.
And also we gave, and until today, we're still giving for people that buy online, 60 days return.
Return.
100%. No matter if you use the product, if you broke it, mm-hmm. if you throw it from your third floor, we can't pick it up. We say sorry that you didn't enjoy the product.
Yeah.
And we take it back, and it's 100% full guarantee, money back. And we give also a present, and like a free gift in every purchase online.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a lot of things that remove the barriers, give full transparency to the customer, and even if she still have some fear to buy, so this service answer for all his fears. I mean, you are not sure that that's what you want. Okay, you have 60 days to bring it back. And I mean, this is a move that everybody talked about it, still talking about it, and still anybody doesn't understand how to do it like us. I mean, so this Amazing. Is something that I'm really proud about.
6 years later. Wow.
6 years later. We have many moves like this. I mean, we invented back in 2000, I think it was 2017, it was the first time that we started in Black Friday. We started a unique sale that we called it a wow sale. It was like we called it a surprise sale. I mean, we came in Black Friday. We had a sale that of four LG televisions in four different sizes, and we gave a price, and we told the customer, okay, you are paying the price, you are buying LG 50-inch, for example, and you don't know what model you are going to get. We will surprise you at your home. We uh-huh. choose the model for you. But here is the minimal model that you can get, and then you can get all this or more than that. So, and we put the prices, and most of the people here didn't believe this move. I mean, nobody will buy TV for the main TV for the home, for the house, and don't know what he's buying.
Wow.
So, but we go with it, and this works until today, like tens of millions of shekels to the company.
Wow.
This is a move that everybody is waiting for it, Black Friday until today. And this is something I'm very proud about. I mean, this initiatives that is changing everything. I mean, everybody is talking about it after
yes.
that. And everybody is waiting for it. And there are many more. I mean, this challah for Shabbat, it's very simple move that we made, and we can't stop doing it now because everybody is expecting it. I mean,
yeah.
our technicians doesn't work in Fridays most of the times, but when we have a lot of pressure, then we open also Friday lines for the technicians
mm-hmm.
or the installment teams. And we decided that every time that we work on Friday, we bring a boutique, like a really nice challah for Shabbat for the customer.
Nice.
And this thing is making so much noise.
Wow.
And every weekend that we are bringing this challah, it's cost us like 10 or 12 shekels to buy this challah.
Yeah.
And it makes us to have double four times reviews online or posts in the social.
Yes.
In regular time. Just for this little initiative. And you see posts of people that bought like LG OLED TV in 10,000 shekel. And they put posts in Facebook when they have a picture of the challah. I mean,
amazing.
Something that you buy in the supermarket next.
Yeah.
So it's about thinking about the customer. Every time they say, okay, we don't understand this company. This is television's company. What are they bringing challah? I mean, they don't think about their products or branding. They think about the customer. What the customer need in Friday when you come to install the TV. So I think this, a lot, hundreds of initiatives that wow. we're making every year, I think this is something that really fill me up. I mean, gives me drive to come in the morning and think about more things we can do to the customers. And
yes, yes, yes. Wow, it's very, very interesting. And obviously you are very passionate about the business and about your role. I mean, after all these years, so I guess every year is a new challenges and new ideas, and it's going very, very well. So well done. Any fun fact about you that you can share with us? Something not from your professional life that most people in your professional network are not aware of.
I really like basketball.
Okay.
I really like the Lakers.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Kobe Bryant. I uh-huh. know him. Rest in peace. But
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also, Kobe Bryant had this Mamba mentality that everybody yeah. talks about. And it's really something that really helps also in work. I mean, when I talk to the employees and we're doing some moves and something not going well, so you can bring some Kobe Bryant interview and show them and everything wow. goes in line. So
nice.
But really, I'm not missing games. I see all the games of Lakers, and I cannot see someone in the court next door with a basketball and not go and throw some hoops.
Uh-huh. Nice, nice. You know, I played professionally for 10 years, but I'm a Boston fan, right? Starting with Larry Bird, even before the 80s. So, yeah, okay, we'll take it.
I also played for professionally, like,
yeah.
about 13 years, but yes, we're getting nice. Out there, so...
yeah, obviously, now we are all great three-point shooters, I guess. Less running, more shooting, right? Yes. Okay, great. Manny, anything you want to add?
No, I think it's... was nice.
Great. Any message for new founders in the e-commerce retail business? Some lesson you want to share? Motivational quote, something.
I think I will be humble. I'm not in position to teach anybody. They can teach yes. me. But I say, look on your customer. Who is your customer? And see what he needs, not what you want to give him. Say what mm-hmm. he wants to get from you. And that's the main thing I can do. That's the leading approach that I think works the best. When you see your customer, even if something goes wrong with him, the customer can appreciate your effort and appreciate that you see him. That's yes. That's the main tip I can share.
Yes. And you know, it's very, very, I mean, very good summary for this episode, because we know that in today's digital world, I mean, like one bad review, I mean, can be so harmful, right?
Yeah.
That's... Right. You can have 100 great reviews, but even one can just make yeah, the whole great. Thing crash.
You know, we studied it also. They say that on one bad review, if you get 12 to 15 good ones, so this is pretty steady. It's healthy to have also bad reviews.
But yes, it's like 20, 15 to 1. Okay, this is like yeah. a healthy business. Interesting. Good, good, good. Manny, thank you so much for your time. Really, really interesting.
Thank you very much, Ethan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Your support means the world to us. If today's episode has been insightful for you, consider sharing it with someone who would also benefit. Even one share can make a big difference. Looking to elevate your e-commerce game? Discover Vimi, a multi-channel e-commerce platform that will transform your business with the power of shoppable video. Visit us at vimi.net to learn more. It's Vimi, V-I-M-M-I.net. Thank you for being part of our journey. Stay tuned for more invaluable insights in our next episode.